If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope is here. Hold on a second, guys. Is EMS standing by?
Oh, stop.
All right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're good to go.
Stop. Now, I've recently discovered a great way to save some money on food because, at least for us, feeding the whole family is getting quite pricey. However, there's a woman I follow on the TikTok who's called Dollar Tree Dinners, where she literally feeds her family from the Dollar Tree. And these recipes are good. At least they look good. And so last night I tried one because I'm also going to try the $20 Easter meal. Okay.
You are Easter dinner first, for 20
very
bucks.
Brave.
But first, I made my family last night $8 Dollar Tree dinner, and it is a cheese broccoli casserole. And so I brought some leftovers in this morning.
You want to get a close up of that? For the viewers watching at home.
So I'm videoing this. Okay, so it's not pretty. It's not pretty. Don't look at it. It's, you know, it looks like a casserole.
It actually smells really good. I'm going to give
it
you that much.
Smell good,
it
yeah.
smells
well,
like a casserole.
It's cheese and chicken, so.
Right.
Okay.
I hope it would smell good.
All right, so why don't you two take a bite? It might take a couple bites. You know, because there's so much in there.
And this is actual broccoli?
Yes. It looks like real broccoli.
It is real broccoli.
Was it like frozen?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good.
Is it?
TJ.
TJ, this is...
For people making fun of your cooking for years and years and years and years, and this all being from the Dollar Tree, this is very good.
Ding, 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 ding. Really?
I would make this. I would food prep this.
I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Really? Oh my gosh, you guys have made me so happy.
So break down what's in here. There's a video, by the way, that you posted last night on the Bee's Facebook
page. Where
my
son was like, what are you making?
So break down the recipe. What's in this?
Okay, so you go and you get two cans for the $1.25 of the chicken breast, okay? Then you get just a simple can of cream of chicken soup. Then you get, there is two bags of the ready-made chicken and broccoli rice in there. And then you go to the frozen section because my Dollar Tree has a frozen section.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fancy.
And yeah. And then you get the bag that is cauliflower and broccoli.
Are there crackers in this?
And then you top it. I chose the garden variety. Okay. But you can use the plain old Ritz or whatever you got laying around. But for a buck I got, and the ingredients were pretty good. The ingredients in all of this, like I was checking out.
Well, it's mainly rice and chicken.
Yeah.
And broccoli.
And there's protein in it.
A little bit of soup in there.
Now, I did post the video last night, and I will say I had some shaming on there because I wasn't using fresh ingredients. And the whole point of this is, how can I feed my family?
Cheap.
And not only did it feed four of us, and everybody came back for seconds, which is like a miracle in my house, but now I had enough for leftovers, and for the twos of yous.
The twos of you. And you, I mean, this isn't a small bowl. You got a full container over there, this stuff.
Right.
So that's a big pile of food for a family.
And it was $8.
Yeah. So now that it's kind of sunk in a little bit more and hit the taste palate, thumbs up?
I would absolutely give this a thumbs up.
I would even try making this. I would go so far as to say, if she did it and it tastes this good, I got to do it.
And let's be honest, in this room, we usually come in with daggers out and your reputation of your cooking, which you bring it up more than we do about the kids not eating it and stuff like that.
I try really hard.
This is really good.
Yay!
Can we give her some polite golf clap for it? Well done. Well done, TJ.
Thank you.
TJ, don't listen to them. It's Be More Than Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's with us. Hope is with us. And TJ,
yeah.
Last night, fed the family with, what do you call these, Dollar Tree dinners?
Yeah, where everything is bought from the Dollar Tree. And, you know, it is for folks who need to feed their family affordably or for whatever reason choose to feed their family super affordably. So that was the point behind it. Not everybody is rolling in it right now.
Right.
And especially because the price of food, even at affordable stores that we're used to like walking out of there with a cart full for $50, now costs us $150. And so with the timing that it is, I find myself scrolling, finding affordable meals. So I thought, well, I bet there's other moms and dads out there and grandparents who would like to, you know, see if any of these are actually good.
And you brought in a bunch of leftovers. It made so much that there was enough for leftovers that Hope and I gave it the taste test. And I was all ready to come out swinging and be like, are you kidding me? You actually fed this to your family? It was really good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It was really good. Do you want to read some of the comments that came out on your Facebook post?
I love it's because we love those segments like mean tweets, right? So I'll read them. I can read the comments.
Go ahead.
You
just need to read that one. The one from Patsy. Hi, Patsy. Thank you for listening, by the way.
Yeah, Patsy, we love you. Okay. Yuck. Fresh chicken, always. Fresh broccoli, also. Canned chicken, only good for chicken wing dip. Two boneless breasts, cut up, fine. Wow, you need a new job that pays better, honey.
Thumbs up. Exclamation point emoji, exclamation point emoji.
That part confused me. The thumbs up at the end of the message that's all tearing you down.
Well, I don't know. I think it was like, okay, so.
I didn't interpret it that way, but that's all right. No, honestly, all the other comments, Leslie said canned chicken, canned soup, packaged whatever, not healthy. And then the rest of the comments, Susan, can't go wrong with those ingredients.
I'd be very curious if you scanned some of the things with the Yucca app that I know you use for a lot of skincare.
Right.
Because I've.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Gone to the Dollar Tree.
And what is the Yucca app?
If you scan like barcodes, it basically gives a rating of how like good that product is for you.
Yeah. Or how toxic.
Yes.
Oh.
And I've gone through and scanned face stuff at the Dollar Tree that was way better than your regular box stores where it's $10. It was getting like scores of like 70 instead of 10.
Yeah, there's carcinogens and things like that and different stuff. So that's what it's supposed to do. And, you know, it plus, I don't know.
That whole pile of food you made was most of it was whole food. It was rice, broccoli,
yeah,
chicken. None of that's processed. The soup had some salt in it, probably.
Yeah.
But other than that, that wasn't a horribly unhealthy meal.
Someone said I should start a website called Save on Cooking, which
Not for nothing.
TJ, website and cooking have never been even mentioned or suggested together. So I'm pretty excited.
At what point do you get in your car and drive to make sure everybody's okay? It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope is here. Good friend of mine. Spoke to him over the weekend that they kind of freaked out because mom and dad, who are 80s, weren't answering their phone, weren't responding to texts, both of them, for 3 days.
3 days?
3 days.
Yeah, I would totally panic.
At what point do you get in the car and just start driving?
Day two.
So it turns out his dad had surgery and they didn't tell anybody. Nothing emergency, nothing. It was something came up. They wanted to get it taken care of. They went and had the surgery. Mm-hmm. They came back home. They didn't tell their kids.
So would there be any reason to tell the kids?
That's the conversation that I had.
Yeah, just didn't want to worry you.
I was trying to A-B this. What's the good and the bad of not telling your kids about it? Number one, they're in their 80s. Something could have gone wrong. They may have needed help getting back home from the hospital after surgery. People could have been there to help them. They were like, we're fine.
Okay.
Didn't tell the kids at all.
I don't know. It's hard to think of because I have both sides, right? I'm a mom.
Right.
Who the last thing I would want to do, especially if my kids are off living their own lives, having their own stresses, is stress them out further. However, I'm also a daughter to a mom that I take care of.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I don't hear from Mama J daily, I go over there. And usually it's just something simple like, I left my phone in the car. You've been trying to get a hold of me? Like, yes, I've been trying to get a hold of you. But the pictures and images in your head when you have an aging parent that doesn't answer.
Right.
Are awful. Like, bad. I don't even... It's
dark,
awful.
Bad.
Like, so, I mean, I remember a couple times, and this is terrible, but I called my sister. I was like, I want you on the phone when I walk in the house. Like, she she's not answering me. I don't know what's going on. I know yesterday she wasn't feeling well. And then I get in there and she's like, oh my gosh, this Hallmark movie is so cute. You need to sit down and watch this with me. I was like, where's your phone?
Well, I haven't spoken to him since the other day. When he found out everything was okay, everything was okay. But I haven't spoken to him. Like, I really want to know what was mom and dad's logic in not telling the kids. I think they probably just didn't want to worry their kids. This is nothing. We got this. We made it 80 years without you. We'll make it 80 more. You know, like they probably were just like, there's no reason to worry anybody about this.
Are the kids upset?
Yeah.
I would be upset. I would be barging into both of my parents' houses if it was a whole day and I hadn't heard from them. And I'm like, that's weird. I usually like get a text or something back by now. If it was like, you know, the following day and it was nothing, I would be doing a drive-by. I'd be like, what's going on?
Drive-by.
What if you found out Jerry had a procedure done, but he's home and he's fine and didn't think you needed to be worried with it?
I'd be like, well, can you answer your phone then, please? I wouldn't be here had you answered the phone.
Could have taken the phone with them and just answered the text and nobody would have known.
Right.
Right?
Isn't it funny how the
roles reverse.
Oh, yes. The turntables.
That's correct. You could have been in a ditch somewhere and I would have known.
Oh, I think we just found TJ's next house. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Hope is with us. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ as well.
It's not a castle. But TJ, this is about as close as we're going to get, I think. For just a mere $1.5 million, you could be living in a lighthouse on Lake Ontario.
This is so awesome. This is so beautiful. Maybe if I eat enough Dollar Tree dinners and save up enough, I can eat here, and I have to rent out like every room through Airbnb. Like, hey,
I think it was last used as a bed and breakfast.
It would have to be.
You can serve your Dollar Tree breakfast.
They would never know. They would never know.
Dollar B&B.
This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be the owner and keeper of the historic Braddock Point Lighthouse.
Historic. Is this like old-school Bridgerton historic?
Like Bridgerton?
Oh.
Yes.
Hello! Welcome to my lighthouse.
One of the last active lighthouses in the U.S., fabulously and meticulously preserved and maintained from top to bottom.
It is so beautiful.
Victorian gem is a delight. History rich retreat. It goes on and on and on. Up on Lake Ontario, I want to go to this place so bad. I'm like, is there an open house? Can I just come?
Yeah.
You don't need to do a credit report. You don't need to pull any information. I totally can afford it.
Think of the parties you could throw up there.
Oh my God. I would be having lighthouse parties.
Would you always be dressed as a Bridgerton character?
No, if you're not in costume, you're not coming in. You can't come to a lighthouse party of mine. There's
I have to
no
wear that
way.
Old school tuxedo looking suit that they wore in those shows.
Yeah.
Ain't no party like a lighthouse party.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.